This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Rich Zeoli Show podcast is sponsored by Mike Venaria Jr. with Osperity Private Wealth.
Hi, I'm Mike Venaria Jr., Wealth Management Specialist. Make your retirement dreams a reality by creating your retirement plan today. Call me at 856-252-0107.
And I am very, very happy about the fact that it is the weekend. Friday, but very, very happy that it, I hate that term. Sorry, I can't believe I just said that. Very happy that in a matter of weeks, we are going to be heading to the Grand Hotel of Cape May, New Jersey for our next live show, which is going to be on June 20th. Now, they only have a few rooms left, so you definitely want to book your stay today at my happy place, the Grand Hotel of Cape May, New Jersey. All right. And also book your 4th of July weekend because that's filling up fast as well. So make sure you do that. And thanks to the Grand Hotel of Cape May, New Jersey for sponsoring our happy hour. All right. All right. Joining me now on Talk Radio 1210 WPHD, he's an award-winning investigative journalist, best-selling author, and he's the man to talk about all these issues, especially with the MAHA movement and Big Pharma. He's Gerald Posner, the one and only. Gerald, great to have you with us again, my friend.
Rich, great to be back with you. I always enjoy it.
There's so many things to talk about, but, you know, pharma is all the rage right now, and you wrote the book on it, and you talk about all their greed and the lies. And before we get into some of the things around what's going on with our kids, let's just talk about broadly the MAHA report that was released and your thoughts on it and where you see Big Pharma pushing back.
Okay. I mean, the MAHA report is great. It's long overdue. There are things that are taking place under RFK and that entire movement that you read about it and you scratch your head and you say, why wasn't that done a long time ago? Why wasn't that a coloring additive that's been banned in Europe, Canada, Australia, and everywhere else for 15 years not banned here? Why wasn't that preservative that might be linked to high blood pressure and an increased risk for strokes and banned in 3/4 of the world not banned here earlier? So there's some low-hanging fruit that they're taking off right off the start. And I don't know how there can't be bipartisan support for that. Democrats should be cheering on the MAHA movement. They aren't necessarily, because, you know, there's a reflexive reaction that if it's coming from the Trump administration, they have to be against it. But it's absolutely madness because MAHA is great. Pharma is caught a little off guard by it. They're getting their ducks lined up. They're thinking about how they're going to lobby, and they aren't going to come out. Look, pharma is very good. They don't come out with a heavy hammer and say, we're for the stuff that makes you sick, but they're going to push back and say in their own way, the solution for a lot of making America healthy again is having earlier detection of illnesses like chronic diabetes, high blood pressure, high cholesterol. And if you can't change your lifestyle, then we have the solution for you. It's an easy pill a day. And that's what they're going to be pushing. Ease. It makes it work. It's proven to happen. A lot of people can't have the discipline to make themselves healthier. Pharma will help you do it.
Let's talk about, for example, like the GLP-1 drugs, all the shots that we hear about. And now there's another one that I guess is GLP-1 and also GLP something or other that I saw. I think Lilly was advertising. These shots now are all the rage. I mean, everybody's taking them. There was an article in the Wall Street Journal the other day, of all places, and it actually asked the question, should everyone be on a GLP-1 shot?
Boy, I loved that article, not because I agree with it, but because I remember articles like that running 15 to 20 years ago about statins. Mm-hmm. Doctors were saying, by the way, statins are so fantastic to lower cholesterol, maybe they should be added to the water supply. There's no downside to it. And you know what we find out over time? There are plenty of downsides to drugs. You know, there's no free lunch with this. So now we see the same type of discussion. Oh, and that's definitely pharma push, the drug company saying, oh, it's not just, by the way, we have here a drug that lowers blood sugar. It might help on diabetes. Now it's a weight loss drug, and maybe it has a lot more benefits, like cognitive benefits. You're going to be thinking better. You're going to ward off Alzheimer's. You're going to feel stronger. You're going to have more muscle tone. And I just can't wait for the reports of side effects 5 and 10 years down the road. We're already seeing some of them come in. But let me tell you one thing, Rich, from the perspective of the drug companies, Lilly, from Pfizer, from Novo Nordisk, the Danish company who has Ozempic, these are blockbuster hits. They've come from nowhere. You never know where the next big drug, you know, fueling trend will be. These came out a few years ago. They are now, three of them have been retasked, these GLP-1 drugs, as weight loss drugs. They're three of the top 10 best-selling drugs in the world. They're taking in tens of billions of dollars in terms of revenue, and there's no sign of them slowing up.
I actually saw the other day, this is crazy, but a local gym in my area was advertising a special where you join the gym and they'll also help you get your GLP-1 drug and help you with the journey at the same time. I thought, man, that's crazy that you even have like fitness clubs embracing these shots now. And I guess they're doing it because they feel like if they don't, they're not going to be able to compete, because people are like, why should I go to a gym and spend all this time and effort when I can just, you know, take a shot?
It's remarkable, because, of course, what is it? It's like it's the same old thing. You know, you could lower your cholesterol in most instances. Some people have a genetic predisposition that gives them high cholesterol and stays dangerous no matter what. Other people can lower it if they're on a diet that's relatively healthy and clean. The same thing with diabetes. You can't change it all the time, but you can often make it better and it disappear if you work at it. But that takes work. So guess what? I'm not surprised to see a gym say, we'll give you a little bit of a boost. If you don't want to come in every day and actually hit the weights, we'll help you get the GLP-1 drug. But that's the shortcut. Look, pharma makes a lot of money based upon selling an easier way to do things to people. And, you know, you said a moment ago to get the shot. Think about this. The holy grail right now for these drug companies that are putting out these drugs is to develop, and they're all working on it, a pill, because they know there are some people who won't take shots. They don't like the idea of injecting themselves every day. Once it becomes a once a day pill, you're going to see these numbers even skyrocket more.
But didn't we go through this, Gerald Posner, with a drug called Fen-Phen many, many years ago that was supposedly this weight loss miracle drug, and then it turned out that it had to be recalled?
Yeah, Fen-Phen is one of the great disaster stories in pharmaceutical history. No question about it. It was a miracle drug. It lost weight. Everybody wants the weight loss drug, and then it turned into all types of heart problems. And remember, Rich, you know, we went through this in the 60s with methamphetamine, which is essentially just speed. The diet clinics opened up. The FDA allowed them at the time all across the country, sort of like opioid clinics opened up decades later. And the diet centers were essentially giving you the equivalent of, you know, black beauties. They were called speed. You didn't eat much because speed was taking away your appetite. The amphetamines were. They existed for about 8 or 9 years until we found out they were causing a massive addiction problem and got rid of them. So, you know, pharma and diet and weight loss is a very successful formula for them. This is the new rage right now.
Gerald Posner's with me. He's the author of the book on pharma, and it's called Pharma. And you should definitely read it, especially with everything that's going on with Maha right now. Well, you should read all his books and go to Posner.com for all of his latest, and subscribe to his Substack as well. He's also on X at Gerald Posner. The idea of the like food, for example, and, you know, you and I have talked about this before. With kids in particular, they are exposed to so much crap that even as a parent, you try your best, right? And we do. We really do. We try our best. Then that you send your kids to a birthday party and they're loading up on sugar. They're loading up on processed foods. It's in the school cafeteria. It's everywhere. I laugh when we have this conversation about SNAP benefits and people are like, oh, we're going to take soda off SNAP. Yeah, but OK, but what about the people that are not on SNAP benefits, who send their kids to the cafeteria with money? thinking their kids are going to buy a healthy lunch, but they can buy soda and desserts and cheesesteaks and all these things. And look, man, I'm not anti-cheesesteak. I'm probably going to have one tonight at the game. But my point is, the kids should not be doing this every single day. So when are we going to have a conversation about healthy food for people that are not on SNAP benefits and but are going to government-funded places like, say, the school cafeteria?
Yeah, no, you're absolutely right. So look, I don't like the idea of the nanny state.
No.
I was living in New York when Bloomberg was rolling out, you know, his tax on big sodas and everything else. I understand, but we can affect public institutions,
yes.
Schools, especially where kids have to make those choices. Now, my wife and I, we have two godchildren. They're 14 and 16 years old. One of them is actually at a boarding school where the food is remarkably healthy in what they serve. And what do? They end up having Uber Eats bring in Chick-fil-A. So, you know, it's hard to be able to, do you stop the Uber Eats person at the door from delivering the stuff that they want? So we can make it healthier in the cafeteria, but those not on staff who have a little bit of money, discretionary money, more money than they might have from their parents, might still make those unhealthy choices very hard to enforce.
There are two things that really just struck me, Gerald. Number one is I hate the nanny state, and I don't think it works. And I appreciated Robert F. Kennedy Jr., the Secretary of Health and Human Services, saying we don't want to be the nanny state. That's number one. Because like I don't agree with Gavin Newsom banning Skittles. I don't think that works. I think the better way to do it is to public pressure. It's like smoking, right? I mean, you can smoke if you want to, but I don't know a lot of people that really still do because there's a social pressure around it. There's a lot of social influence, and then there's been education around it. The second thing about that, though, is that he also brought up grandma. And I kind of go back to what my Italian grandma used to say all the time, which is moderation and everything in moderation. And the problem with not letting kids be kids and have the occasional ice cream and the occasional candy is that when they go to college, they're going to be snorting Skittles. You know what I mean? It's like the kid who never had a beer goes to college and his first day is like, oh my God, this is the greatest. And you look at trends between Europe, for example, and America with kids and alcohol, and it's night and day.
Yeah. No, you're absolutely right. So you're too strict. You try to clamp down in the beginning. You don't give them anything at all. And you're right. When they have a little bit of freedom, when they get off to college, it's going to explode. So we had friends in New York when we lived there. They were vegans. Their children were raised as vegans. One of those, leave the name out, who's now at the last year of college, I will say he's probably the biggest junk food eater of any, young person that I know. So it's hard to necessarily.
He's injecting like filet mignon into his arms. You know, it's like, oh, you want heroin? No, I want a steak in my arm, in my veins.
You know him as well. That's exactly it.
That's it. And it's also fascinating because like, you bring up Bloomberg, for example, and his stupid war on salt, which was just dumb. And then his war on trans fats, you know, the war on fat in general, the government got us into so much of this mess. And we have to be very careful now as we go forward to not let the government cause more problems. So I like the idea of undoing the problems that government created, because, you know, I grew up as a kid in the 80s where I was told fat was the devil and everything had to be low fat. And you remember those days, right? You walked through the supermarket aisle, everything was low fat and carbs were your best friend. And you should eat 6 servings of whole grains a day. And as a consequence of that, everybody got fat.
That's right. And you know what's interesting is, of course, you know, people forget and they forget when they go through these trends. So you get a period where low fat is the trend and carbs are your friend. And then you go through the Atkins diet where carbs are the enemy, don't have anything at all, or the South Beach diet and cut the carbs down. What happens in the end, I have to tell you, with all of the wonderful things that are done, it is in the end calories in, calories out. And if you eat 7,000 calories a day, I don't care if it happens to be all greens or if it happens to be just a bunch of cheesesteaks, you're still going to end up gaining weight for the most part. It's a fairly simple formula. We also went through a period, Rich, I think, which is an underlying problem, which is we can no longer tell people that they're fat. We can't say, right, by the way, you're really morbidly obese. And the one thing to remember is we have extraordinarily high cost for Medicare and Medicaid in the country and for healthcare, but about 5% of the sickest people take up about 70%, 65 to 70% of all the cost, without a doubt. And much of that's from obesity. It's the, all of the problems caused by obesity, from diabetes to, you know, to health problems, and heart problems, and to treatments in the long run. And it's difficult to be able to tell people that. So I know a doctor, for instance, here in Miami Beach, that recently had told a patient in front of a nurse who came in with a kidney stone and said afterwards, by the way, I want to let you know, you're about 80, 90 pounds over your best weight. If you lost some weight, your health might be better. That doctor got reported to the health administration, the hospital, for fat shaming.
Oh my God. I kid
you not, because the patient felt as though they were being raked over the coals on something that had nothing to do with their condition. Now, if we create that as the society, no wonder we aren't getting people healthier. So that's one of the things that RFK Jr. and others have to work on, is that you can actually say some things aren't healthy for you. It's not great, as a matter of fact. You may embrace your body, but if you're 200 pounds overweight, you're killing yourself and you're costing everybody else who's paying for the system a lot more at it.
Yeah, it's so true. And not only that, but we also have laws like in California and New Jersey where they say if you're a doctor and you spread misinformation, you could lose your medical license. Now, when the state is determining what is information and what is misinformation and telling physicians that, that's very problematic. And then we have another problem, which is in our medical schools. My God, I mean, I have a friend, I won't name his name, but he's very involved in the healthcare industry. He said medical schools right now are the wokest places on planet Earth.
Yeah, no. As a matter of fact, medical schools are a real problem because they forgot meritocracy. So there aren't even letting people in based upon meritocracy. They're making it on a pass-fail basis. They're doing away with the standards for medical exams that have taken place. And let me tell you, there was just a lawsuit filed, a class action, as a matter of fact, just recently by Do No Harm, which is founded by ex-doctors. It's a group, an organization that wants to restore meritocracy to medical schools. They sued in a class action UCLA, who has race-based admissions and were excluding white and Asian students from getting in order to have a more diverse student body. One of the last places that I want to see DEI or lower standards or academic standards take place is if I'm in an emergency situation, go to a hospital and a doctor's coming out, I want that doctor to be the, at least, I think, the one who was most qualified to be able to be there as a surgeon that evening, as opposed to the one who got through because they decided to do a simpler exam to get everybody through. The same with air traffic controllers. There are certain critical jobs and missions that you would think we would safeguard. And we're not doing that. And the medical schools are a major problem for that. And the medical organizations, the ones like the American Medical Association, American Psychiatric Association, the American Pediatrics Association, they happen to be among the wokest and most progressive of the groups. They're the ones who are embracing the craziest part of gender ideology. They're giving advice to doctors that are often wrong. So when you say that a doctor can be prosecuted or there can be something against them for giving the wrong advice, they can often refer back to what the medical association that they are a member of says. They said, oh, well, the medical association says this is all right to do. The medical associations in the United States are giving cover to some of the worst policies by doctors in the U.S.
Gerald Posner is with me, investigative journalist and best-selling author, Posner.com, and follow him on X at Gerald Posner. You mentioned Do No Harm, and actually Dr. Stanley Goldfarb is going to be coming on the show a little bit later. This issue of a hospital, obviously Penn, right here in Philadelphia, they announced they're no longer going to do gender mutilation surgeries on children. However, they are still giving out puberty blockers. You've written extensively about this. I don't understand why we're still at this point in the United States. I mean, you've got England coming out and saying, woke England is coming out and saying, don't use these things on children. Yeah. When are we going to finally have the FDA, the CDC, now that we're in charge now? I mean, you know, those guys are in charge. Like, when are they going to come out and say, you cannot prescribe puberty blockers to children anymore?
Yeah, it's overdue. Let me tell you, hard to imagine that for such an advanced country, and we pride ourselves on our technology, our medical expertise and everything else, that we are so far behind. We're at the end of the line in making the corrections on this part of medicine. So you're right. In England, they had a report. They originally were giving out puberty blockers and other things. I wrote in the Wall Street Journal, as you know, 3 years ago, a piece called The Truth About Puberty Blockers. Guess what? They aren't reversible. There's a litany of side effects. They're permanent in many cases. So there's no free ride on that. In England, they've realized that they've changed the policy, but they've changed it also, Rich, in places like Sweden and Finland, Denmark, real liberal countries that in the past had embraced this, have now reversed the clock, but not in the United States. And yes, what Penn is doing It's a step forward. It's fantastic to think we're no longer going to do the gender mutilation surgeries, but still giving out puberty blockers is it means that they aren't all the way back. It would be the equivalent in a very, very rough analogy. You know, if the Nazis had said in World War II, okay, we're not going to execute, we're not going to gas Jews anymore. We're only going to use them for slave labor so they can build things. You know, it would be an improvement over what the worst case scenario is, but it still isn't that great. We've got a ways to go, and we need the federal government leading the way on this, both in terms of CDC and FDA saying, you know, these are dangerous items that are being done both in terms of hormones and surgeries. We need to stop it. The problem in the U.S., it's easier for the U.K. to stop because they have National Health Service. We may not want National Health Service. I understand that because it's a disaster in so many ways. But they issue one edict and it stops across the board. Whereas in the United States, the federal government says, no, you can't use it. And then what happens? It stopped in Medicare and Medicaid. Then it stopped in hospitals that get federal funding. But if you're a private hospital and you're not using federal dollars, you can continue to use it. So it's almost state by state that you need to have this change. And that's almost impossible in places like California, New York, Illinois, and other centers of sort of progressive ideology.
Since you brought up the Nazis, looking on your X account, you point out that on this day in 1943, Auschwitz got a new doctor. You wrote about that doctor in a very, very famous book called Mengele, along with John Ware. Dr. Joseph Mengele, I mean, his name is synonymous with brutal experimentation on people. But I don't think people really even understand the full extent of just how twisted and sick this guy really was.
Yeah, no, I think you're right. But, you know, Rich, there's something I was talking the other day to somebody about this. The Nazis, and Mengele is an example. He's a doctor, 32, 33 year old doctor who's the top of his medical class. OK, meritocracy, chosen because he was considered one of the best in this new Nazi theory of racial hygiene and racial purity. And he goes to the largest concentration camp that the Nazis have because to him, that's a pool of experiment victims. And he works on children primarily to try to enhance the what he calls the perfect race. And what the Nazis did in this really twisted, horrible form of science was to try to hide it. They weren't advertising it. As a matter of fact, Mengele and others after the war, they kept all that under wraps. Mengele kept a diary. He was free for decades. He never wrote about any of that. That's what I think about when I think about the gender mutilation today about children that are taking place. No one's hiding it. They're promoting it. Doctors and institutes that are doing this, they aren't ashamed of it. They aren't saying, oh, by the way, why don't we take a 12-year-old or 13-year-old girl and totally change and try to change their sexual organs so they'll be left with consequences for the rest of their life and medical problems, and they'll always be a patient of pharma. They're actually saying, come to our clinic. We do it. We have the most cases. We can give you a new life. And this is remarkable to me. So that what's changed, I'm not comparing. Look, I've written about the Holocaust. I understand the Holocaust and Nazi crimes are on their own. So I'm not saying it's the same. But I do think it is interesting when you look back to this horrendous medical experimentation that took place 80 years ago, how those who were doing it, the worst of the criminals, the Nazis, tried to keep it a secret because they understood what they were doing was bad. Now we're in a new world where this type of experimentation on children, sexual experimentation to that extent, is not hidden anymore, but actually is something that's promoted and embraced and pushed by progressives. That, to me, is a bad sign of how upside down the world is.
Yeah, I agree with you. And it's criminal what they're doing to these kids. And my God, if Kamala Harris had won that election right now, we'd be going in the opposite direction. Instead of trying to ban this stuff, you'd be getting federal funds for this stuff. I mean, because they promised that. They talked about that during the campaign trail.
Yeah.
I would be remiss, Gerald Posner, since I have you, if I did not ask about the Kennedy files, obviously the JFK files, because I reread Case Closed recently, one of my favorite books. You know what's fascinating? I said this the other day to, excuse me, our mutual friend, Susan Crabtree. I said, we know everything there is to know about Lee Harvey Oswald. I mean, literally, you have given us such a great expose of this man, his motivation, who he was. Isn't it amazing how right now it's almost June? A year ago was Butler. We still have no idea about Thomas Crooks, his motivation, nothing. I mean, it's just remarkable, isn't it?
I am just flabbergasted by that, I have to tell you. So I have my own Freedom of Information request in to try to get information about crooks. I want to know more. But I probably am number 250 in terms of journalists who have Freedom of Information request ahead of me. Everybody's trying to get the same information. And it really is up to this administration in terms of the Secret Service and the FBI to let us know what they know about him. Because it is disgraceful. We talk about transparency all the time. It should not take 60 years to get transparency on a Kennedy assassination, right? It's taken far too long. And if the government has learned nothing, it is that we need transparency on that attempted assassin, because there are all these bits of smoke and questions about him. I'd like to know more. You would, Rich. And I think a lot of people would. So I'm urging the government in terms of Secret Service and FBI and Kash Patel, let's get a report out here, not just a report. We all want to see the report, but let's get the underlying documents. Let's see what you're looking at so we can examine it and draw our own conclusions.
Yeah, and I think that's just the case on everything. I mean, I was really hoping for more transparency on all of this stuff. And, you know, I hear Kash Patel, I hear Dan Bongino talk about how it's coming, and they talk about how slow it is and, you know, what they have to do. But I had a laugh yesterday when they said that they were going to release the video of Epstein's prison cell, but they had to enhance it first. And I'm thinking, I could enhance my parents. Remember those videos they had back in the day with the reels and everything? Like there are services that'll do that for you in like 5 days. What's taking so long here?
That's right. The government, you know, it's the government. So it probably means, unfortunately, we have to do it slower and spend more money on it than it would take to do it in the 5-day private service. But the thing is, something very interesting. So Bongino had said recently, so had Kash Patel on Epstein, that they had concluded that he wasn't murdered. Now, last year, early in the year, I spent about 2.5-3 months chasing what I thought was a very good lead from a source in law enforcement that had been productive for me in the past on information. It had always proven to be right. And I thought, oh, this is sort of the Rosetta Stone on the Epstein case. Maybe, in fact, he was murdered. I chased it. I interviewed people. I concluded in the end, because I thought at first it might be a book, that he wasn't murdered. That was without seeing the documents that the FBI has seen. So I'm not surprised by their conclusion, but I want to see what they've seen.
Yeah.
And we all want to see it. So you need to get it out there. And you know, it's not enough. Everyone likes Bongino. Okay, I get it. We trust him based upon everything he's done before. The same with Kash Patel. So it's one thing to say you've concluded that, but now we'd like to know what you're basing it on. So again, transparency, guys, you've got to give it to us.
Well said, my friend. Gerald Posner, check out his site, posner.com. Follow him on X, at Gerald Posner. And we always love your stuff, man. We appreciate your time, buddy. And come back anytime and see us. And always keep me posted with all of your breaking stuff that you're writing, okay?
I'll be thinking of you on the game tonight. Hope it goes well.
Me, I just hope we just don't get poured on. That's my only hope.
See you. Thanks, Rich.
See you, pal. All right, that's the mixture of the hour brought to you by our buddy Dr. Mike Venaria of VenariaDental.com. Go see him today for your perfect smile, V-A-N-A-R-I-A, VenariaDental.com. Coming up, give you a recap of the news conference with Trump and Elon Musk from earlier today. We have Dr. Stanley Goldfarb joining us from Do No Harm. We got a lot going on, but Ammons Roofing and Siding, your go-to. They're going to help you when it comes to your home, because your home is everything. How does a 10% off inflation relief discount sound for you? Pretty good, right? Sounds great. That's why I want you to reach out to Emmons Roofing today by going to emmonsroofing.com. They even have a kitchen and bathroom remodeling division. And yes, Emmons remodeled the kitchen and the bathroom in our old home, and they did a phenomenal job. I mean, just great work. I was so proud, so happy. And most importantly, my wife was happy. Happy wife, happy life. When it comes to siding, Anderson Window Replacement, when it comes to new doors, you just can't go wrong with Emmons. And here's the best part, too. They serve our entire region, Pennsylvania, New Jersey, Delaware, and the Jersey Shore. How's that roof doing at your Jersey Shore house? Does it need to be updated? Because if you do need a new roof, and Emmons will never tell you do unless you really, really do. There's a lot of companies out there, they'll scam you. They'll just tell you you need a roof when you don't. But that's not what Emmons does. They are honest as the day is long. So make sure that you use them today. All right. So do that by going to emmonsroofing.com and have them give you a free roof inspection. 10% off inflation relief discount for each and every one of my listeners. That's what you get with the people over there, because Matt and Stephanie are dedicated to your customer satisfaction and dedicated to making sure that the job is done right, on time, and on budget. So with all this rain this weekend and every day, it seems like, make sure your home is tight and secure with my go-to, emmonsroofing.com.
It's the 5 o'clock happy hour on the Rich Cioli Show. Brought to you by the Oceanfront Grand Hotel of Cape May, New Jersey. A premier full-service resort and conference center. GrandHotelCapeMay.com.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream.
Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
This was one of the stranger moments from the Elon Musk, Donald Trump, President Trump press conference today. Glad you're here today on the show. This was kind of strange.
Quickly, Mr. Musk, what is your eye okay? What happened to your eye? I noticed there's a bruise thing.
Well, it wasn't. I wasn't anywhere near France, so.
what does that mean?
No, I didn't notice it.
First lady of France.
I didn't notice.
I was just horsing around with little X, and I said, go ahead, punch me in the face, and he did. It turns out even a five-year-old punching you in the face actually does.
No, it's X that did?
Yeah.
X could do it. If you knew X,
I saw his mom right now. I didn't really feel much at the time, and then I guess it bruises up. But I just watched around with the kids.
I didn't notice it actually.
President Trump, I got one. I know that you try to stay pretty neutral because not your war, but as
not,
you
by the way, not my war. I just want to solve the problem for people. This was not a war that was going to happen if I were president.
Right, and so not your war, but as you try to fix it, and as you survey this hellscape of the Ukraine.
Oh, by the way, speaking of Macron, oh my gosh, yes, the clip of Trump. Yeah, we have that. So Trump was asked about the Macron slap, and this is what he said regarding that.
Video on board a plane that showed the First Lady of France slapping her husband, Emmanuel Macron. Do you have any world leader to world leader marital advice?
make sure the door remains closed. Is that good?
Yeah.
No, I spoke to him, and he's fine. They're fine. They're two really good people. I know him very well, and I don't know what that was all about, but I know him very well. And
like I said the other day, I think it's very possible that maybe, just maybe, he's French, had a gumada, and you know, and then maybe, just maybe, and I'm just saying maybe, just maybe. I don't know. Maybe she caught him and doesn't like it. And that's the, so. Oh, and a really, really positive commencement address today at Harvard University. This is really going to win them favor with the Trump administration, I think. One of their commencement speakers slamming the draconian Trump administration. This will help. This will definitely mend fences for them and Harvard, no doubt.
Grabian, the multimedia marketplace.
Oh, you know what? Hang on a second here, because we actually bought this clip, right? So we actually have access to it without the stupid watermark in it. I don't know why. I at this point, we should just pay for a full subscription. I think it's just probably easier to do.
A cascade of draconian government measures has already led to so much uncertainty, the outrage so many feel, also must surely lead us to a new appreciation. Appreciation for the rule of law and due process.
Due process. Yes, due process. Just say due process. If you say it like that, then it really matters. You know what I mean? It does. You just have to use the right phrasing and the right accent on that. Because if you do, then you know, you obviously, well, because speaking English matters. I'm just saying, speaking English matters.
And there's also been a lot of discussion recently about your mental and physical capabilities while you were in office.
You can see that. I'm mentally incompetent, and I can't walk, and I can beat the hell out of both of them.
Well, do you want to reply to any of those reports, and also to the fact that there are some Democrats who are now questioning whether you should have run for re-election in the first place?
Why didn't they run against me then? Because I'd have beaten them.
Do you have any regrets?
No, I don't.
I know I keep playing this. I can't. I'm just so happy he's back. I really am. I'm just so happy he's back. That's all. That's all I'm saying. But what can we achieve with Doge? What can we do it? $1 trillion in cuts is still the goal. Even though Elon is out, that's still the goal.
Companies.
Well, I expect to continue to provide advice whenever the president would like advice.
I hope so.
I mean, I expect to remain a friend and an advisor. And certainly, if there's anything the president wants me to do, I'm at the president's service.
Mr. Musk, on Doge, you said that there was $1 trillion promise for cuts from Doge.
Yes, I think we do expect over time to achieve $1 trillion.
But what have you found in your time here was the biggest roadblock to getting those cuts? Was it
Washington.
The cabinet, or was it Congress, or something else? What was the biggest roadblock from your work?
It's mostly just a lot of hard work. It's really not any one person or Congress. It's going through really millions of line items and saying just each one of them makes sense or does not make sense. Obviously, at times when you cut expenses, those who are receiving the money, whether they're receiving that money legitimately or not, they do complain. And you're not going to hear someone confessing that they received money inappropriately. Never. They're going to always say that they received money appropriately for an important cause, naturally. That's what you'd expect. So we just have to, it's just a lot of work.
Look, the bottom line is this, okay? Let me explain this. The swamp, this is what the swamp does, okay? It wants its money. It does not want anyone coming along and taking its money. It has a lot of very important, powerful people who are there, and they have they're tied to all kinds of cash, and they're slime balls. I mean, they're slime balls, so many of them. And they talk a big game about cuts, but they don't really mean it. They don't really mean it. That's the bottom line. Now, there's a big scandal heating up with White House Chief of Staff Susie Wiles. Not her. She's not doing anything. But the FBI is now investigating people who were impersonating Susie Wiles, looking into an attempt to impersonate Trump chief of staff Susie Wiles, according to a report that came out. And, you know, I mean, they'll figure this out. White House and the FBI are looking into a reported attempt at impersonating White House chief of staff Susie Wiles. Two White House officials confirmed the effort in a report by The Wall Street Journal. And people familiar with this say, bottom line is this, an unknown individual sent text messages and made phone calls to multiple notable Republicans and business executives while pretending to be the president's chief of staff in recent weeks. And they said the White House takes the cybersecurity of all staff very seriously, and this matter continues to be investigated. And they need to investigate it, obviously, because it's a very, very big deal. And I mean, the fact that somebody would do this, maybe it was Joe Biden. Maybe Joe Biden was using the auto pet again. I'm throwing it out there. I'm just saying. Maybe Jill Biden with the auto pen again. Oh, you know who's back, by the way? I would be remiss if I did not mention. Carlos Danger is back. Anthony Weiner, convicted pedophile, registered sex offender Anthony Weiner, appeared on The View. And once again, blaming his problems on addiction. Where have we heard this before, huh?
You resigned from Congress in 2011 over a sexting scandal. Mm-hmm. 2 years later, you stepped down from the mayoral race after sexting again under the alias Carlos Danger.
Carlos Danger.
And then in 2016, you sent lewd texts to a minor and served 15 months in prison, in addition to becoming a registered sex offender.
Yes, he is.
So with all that said, why do you think... or why should New Yorkers give you a chance at a political comeback?
Well, let me just say this. I mean, all of that is happened, and I accept responsibility for it. You won't hear me do what some other people in public life have done, Donald Trump or Andrew Cuomo or Eric Adams. I'm a victim. They persecuted me for no reason. I was dealing with very serious problems. I was dealing with what I now understand to be addiction. I lost my brother Seth to addiction.
Wait. You are blaming something. You're blaming addiction. So you go on and say that you're not going to blame anything, but then you're blaming addiction. So you are blaming something. Okay.
And I accept it. I didn't ask for a trial. I pled guilty, served my time in prison, served in a halfway house, served probation, went to try to do good work for the formerly incarcerated.
What does you not getting a trial, pleading guilty have to do with anything? Were you saying you would have been found not guilty? Are you saying that you didn't do it? No. So don't you such a sleazeball, Carlos Danger. I didn't ask for a trial. I just pled guilty. Oh, well, that's a huge badge of honor. Well, look at you. You pled guilty because you were, what's the word for it? Guilty. Right. You were guilty. All right, keep going.
And I guess what I'm saying to people is maybe don't vote for me in spite of what they know about me, but maybe consider that journey, that idea that we all go through things and we come out the other side. And also, what does it mean?
Do you go through things by sexting minors? Is that a thing you go through? Like, I mean, I've gone through phases where I ate a lot of carbs, and that's been a thing that I've had, you know what I mean? Like, but no, never that. Never that phase. Went through a phase where I was wearing white socks for a while. All right, not that phase. I never did that either. Let me just, for the record, just make that point very clear. But I'm just saying. But no, I never went through that sleazy minor sexting phase, Carlos Danger. The guy formerly known as Mrs. Huma Abedin, Carlos Danger. Of course, Huma Abedin, who's now dating Alex Soros, the son of George Soros, who happens to own... Oh, right. This radio. It's so fun. I keep going.
You know, I'm Jewish, but they have this notion in Catholicism around you suffer for a reason so you can be of service at the other end. So I'm not asking people. I'm doing the opposite of what a lot of politicians do when they're in my position. Ignore that problem. Pretend it didn't happen. Blame someone else. I am saying, yes, I did these things. I got into recovery. I try to make my life better. And now if I can be of service, and I'm a damn good politician, I come up with answers.
Yep.
I talk to people directly.
You are.
I don't try to butter over things. I try to be direct. Then why shouldn't I? And if it's just because...
Isn't it amazing the forgiveness the ladies on The View have for Democrats? Isn't that amazing? Yeah, you should. At no point do they call him a convicted felon or a convicted pedophile felon. At no point. I'm just saying. The level of forgiveness that the ladies on The View show a scumbag like him is just truly, truly remarkable, in my opinion. But I mean, what? Hey, what do I know? I only know that the guy's a scumbag.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Attention sports enthusiasts, keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play, no purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore, from action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire. The fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game, like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way, with stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
By the way, the president was asked about Putin and what's going on with Russia. He was asked about that today with Elon Musk in the White House. And look, I hope this comes to an end. I think the president is being very, very tough on Putin, which is good. And it shows you how he's not a puppet of Putin. Not that we ever thought he really was, because that was such a stupid allegation.
I know that you try to stay pretty neutral because not your war. But as
not,
you,
by the way, not my war. I just want to solve the problem for people. This was not a war that was going to happen if I were president.
Right. And so not your war. But as you try to fix it and as you survey this hellscape of the Ukrainian front lines,
it's horrible.
And you guys, you and your team deal with a very stubborn Vladimir Putin. Yeah.
Do
you
and Zelensky.
Yeah. But do you look at this
very
conflict
Zelensky too.
Any differently now? Like, do you look at this and see Putin as the good guy or the bad guy?
So I've known him very well, and I went through a lot of things with him because Russia was, you know, the Russia hoax turned out to be a total hoax. New York Times, they got a Pulitzer Prize. They have to give back the Pulitzer Prize. That's my lawsuit, and they're doing very poorly in that lawsuit. But, you know, they wrote stories about how it was true and it was false. And, you know, a lot of Washington Post also. I have gotten to see things that I was very surprised at. Rockets being shot into cities like Kiev during a negotiation that I felt was maybe very close to ending. We were going to solve a problem, and then all of a sudden rockets got shot into a couple of cities and people died. I saw things that I was surprised at. So, and I don't like being surprised. So I'm very disappointed in that way. With that being said, I'd like to see it end. 5,000 people, I think the number's even more than that, but 5,000 people a week are being killed. Mostly soldiers, but also people that live in little cities and towns throughout Ukraine. And I'd like to see that stop.
It'd be nice if it stopped, right? It really would. It'd be very, very nice if it stops. Oh, wait, why is Bryce Harper trending on Twitter? Why? Huh? Apparently he'll autograph the How to Train Your Dragon bat that he used in the commercial. Wow. Bryce Harper. In a How to Train Your Dragon commercial, training with Toothless. This makes me happy. Oh, my kids are going to love this. Oh, they're going to love
Bryce
this.
Harper? Was fired. How?
I got a new trainer.
Yes.
Can I try?
Sure, kid. What he's got next?
Good for Bryce. Good for, because he needs the money. You know what I mean? Like, he does. He needs the money. It's not easy. Only making what he. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's not. That's not easy for anybody to get by on that. So good for Bryce for being able to make it and you know, survive like that. No, for real. I'm excited for him, obviously. Oh, Carlos Danger, by the way, if you're wondering, did he get a round of applause? The pervert from the crowd at the View, from the idiots who go actually and sit there and watch this nonsense. Did he? Well,
I have bad things in my past. That's not a good enough reason. I mean, look. All I can be, all I can ever be is who I am right now.
Yeah.
And that brought me to this place.
Oh, he did. No kidding. I'm shocked. I know you're shocked, too. We're all shocked by that, that he got a round of applause. I'm just as surprised as you, because the intellectual giants who go to The View, like the people that actually sign up for tickets and go. By the way, if you would like to see a taping of a really good show that doesn't feature perverts, well, at least not the kind that go after minors. That would be Fox Across America with Jimmy Failla. And yours truly, I will be on that show next Saturday night. So that would be June 7th. We'd love for you to get tickets and join us for that. All you got to do is go to, what is that? I'm sorry, Fox News Saturday Night. What did I say? Yeah, Fox News Saturday Night. Just go to Fox News Saturday Night and get your tickets. And you should, because it's going to be a great time and a lot of fun. And the show, those shows are always a blast. I should also mention, and I mentioned earlier, but June 20th is our next live show at the Grand Hotel of Cape May, New Jersey. So I want to see you there for that, because these live shows in Cape May, oh man, they are just absolutely the best. They are the absolute best. And if you have not been to one yet, then you're missing out. Some people have been to so many. They've actually been to more than I have. Which is, no, those are Fridays I definitely work, okay? I definitely work on those Fridays. And that's how that works, because I show up at the Grand Hotel of Cape May, New Jersey. I do that. That's what I do. So June 20th, mark your calendar for that. And Saturday, June 7th, if you want to join us, the studio audience for Fox News Saturday Night, that would be great. All right? That'd be a lot of fun. The president was asked about Gaza and whether or not there's going to be an agreement. And as I just finalized my plane ticket to Israel today for that trip at the end of June with Newsmax, I'm very happy to hear that we're very close to an agreement on that.
Well, they're very close to an agreement on Gaza, and we'll let you know about it during the day or maybe tomorrow. And we have a chance of that. And I think we have a chance of making a deal with Iran also. They don't want to be blown up. They would rather make a deal. And I think that could happen in the not too distant future. That would be a great thing if we could have a deal without bombs being dropped all over the Middle East. That would be a very good thing. They can't have a nuclear war.
That would be a good thing. I think bombs not being dropped all over the Middle East would be a very, very good thing. All right, more to come as we continue along the show here on a Friday. Don't go away.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.